Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Now we have a group of students here in studio. I can't tell you it's not going to be chaotic because it is going to be chaotic. Well, first of all, welcome everybody.
This is a
delegation from Israel of students, and we're going to be talking about their mission to South Africa, as well as some of the experiences that have led them here. So we are joined by Yakir, Inbal, Hadas, Shirel, Tomer, amongst others, but those are going to be the ones that are going to be speaking. First of all, Mukundi, Yakir is telling me he really likes your music. I said he will, but he wants to know, he wants to check if you know what you're talking about with music. So, Yakir, I am that confident with Mukundi's Hebrew choice of music.
Yeah, sure. No pressure. Yeah.
Okay. Test him. Go on. Who should we be listening to?
Wow. So there are a lot of famous singers in Israel. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you know that. Omer Adam. You know Omer Adam?
Come on. Do better. Tel Aviv, ya Habibi, Tel Aviv. We got that one.
Very famous song, but there are other ones.
Yeah, of course. We got that.
I like the rate we're going at. Let's keep it
going. Yeah, keep it going.
Eden Ben Zaken, you know, of course.
Eden Ben Zaken.
Eden Ben Zaken.
Yeah. I've heard
Static
it. We play.
Oh, Static and Benel. Yeah. I like, I was actually going to play Carnival.
Carnival.
It's only Mizrahi. Idan Reichel. My favorite song is Lama Kacha Tzuva.
Wow. Yeah. Shlomo Arzi, nachon.
Shlomo Arzi.
Shlomi Shabbat.
Shlomi
Shabbat.
Wait. You know what we need, Mukund, is we need a list in case we've missed out on some.
I need a list and I need somebody to press a button whenever they want to ask me a question about music. You were saying?
That there is more singers like Odeya.
Well, we don't know
Odeya.
Oh.
Ah, Ben Adam. Didn't Ben Adam just come out like last week or a couple weeks ago?
I told you this guy knows his Hebrew music. I wasn't kidding.
Do you know Guy Mazik?
Who?
Guy Mazik.
No, who is that?
He's a really good singer. He has really good songs.
All right, I'll check it out. So that's like...
Okay, so there's one.
I missed one out of
one.
Six.
Come on.
Adag Nachash, you know?
Yes.
Adag Nachash.
Nope.
You don't know Adag Nachash?
The snake and the fish.
Oh, I don't
know. Yom Shishi.
Yom Shishi.
You know Yom Shishi song?
We know Yom Shishi, but Tzoharai. No,
there's a bunch of options.
No, this is Eyal Golan.
Yes. Well, I'm really sorry. I feel incredibly judged right now. Goodness. All right, so...
I feel so uncultured.
No, you're not uncultured.
No, you're good.
You got it. You got it,
Mukund.
You're good. Later we will show it to you.
Okay, great. Yeah. Let's talk about this mission. Okay, so let's start with something obviously a little bit more serious. And I want to start with Tomer. Tomer, you were at the Nova Music Festival.
Yeah, actually, me and my girlfriend been there, and we both survived. Thanks God.
Thank God, yeah.
With a lot of miracles on the way, and it was a quite hard time since then.
How are you doing since then? Because give us a very, very quick overview of some of that experience.
I feel like since then, my perspective for life changed like so many times. And it makes my connection with God much stronger. Mm. And the moment that you see, that I saw, that all the miracles happened, I realized that I survived for a reason. And one of the reasons is to come here to share my story and to share my perspective for spreading my love and spreading my hope to people. So this is why I'm here, and I'm doing another tour next month in the U.S. for your university and community, Jewish community over there. But still, it was with a lot of...
Right.
It was hard period.
I always wondered, the people that survived the Nova Festival, who they were, if there's a way to look at who was Tomer going to the festival and who was Tomo leaving the festival. Mm. And obviously you can't really, nothing is a straight line and a straight divide. But do you see that clearly in yourself? Do you see that in your friends who maybe were with you and survived it as well? Do you see that change in people?
First of all, of course, like post-trauma affects everybody.
Mm,
You can be post-trauma from everything, but...
Yes, but, well, this was...
Yeah, but let's talk about the festival. I have many friends that don't go out their house because they still like trying to heal themselves. But at least I feel like all the country like took hand for helping us and for helping other people. So there is a couple of organizations that really support us till now. Like there is therapy, physical, like massage or psychologists that they offer their service for free for us. And the country really support us. It's still tough, but...
Incredible, though. Have you been able... No. Is it part of a therapy or to go back... To the place.
First of all, I can tell you that I'm talking about going back to dance, because for me it's what healed me before the 7th of October. It's like releasing so many energy, especially in psytrance festivals. So this is what like healed me. I went back to festivals like. Few months later, like 3 months after, but to go back to the festival, to the place, to the Nova Festival in Kibbutz near Kibbutz Re'im, I think it's make a closure.
That's what I was wondering.
I did it 2 months later by mistake, actually. I'm working as a security with a group.
Okay, so that's how you landed. You found yourself.
I joined a group, and then like the one that in charge told me, "Listen, we're going to the Nova Festival." I told him, "What? Nobody told me that."
Yeah, wow. And I was surprised. Wow.
But
except that you went, interestingly enough, in a position of power. You're now going as security.
Exactly.
And I wonder if psychologically or emotionally that helps you reclaim the space.
I feel like it was just right. It's
amazing.
Everything get along, and I feel that I went there with the communities that with the old groups that supporting me, and I share my story over there. And after that, I show them the bush that we hide, me and my girlfriend. And I put tefillin inside a bush, and I couldn't stop crying while I prayed.
You're making me cry. Well, you went back there, and at the bush that you were hiding, you put on tefillin.
Yeah, and it was
exciting. Wow.
It was a big closure.
Yeah, closure. I think that's... Yeah, I don't even have the words for that, because that just it just brings the whole universe together. Incredible. The group is here. The group is here. And Yakir, if I can ask you, what is the main purpose of this group that is in South Africa at the moment?
So I think the main issue today.
Mm-hmm.
The main issue of this delegation is to come here and share our story and, you know, to make the connection with the Jewish community and other communities here in Africa to make it even stronger. And today are those days that we are facing a lot of hatred in the world, that, you know, Israel, we feel that we are alone, but we came here, and at these 2-3 days that we are here, so we feel that everyone loves us and with us. And it's make us feel great.
Held.
And yeah, totally. Mm. So it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure being here with the Jewish community and meet so many people. And
incredible.
Yeah.
Inbal, were you concerned about coming to South Africa? You hear about South Africa and the ICJ and the case against Israel. Was this a worry for you?
In my opinion, no. I also have already visited South Africa before.
Okay, so you cheated.
So, not cheated. I wouldn't say that.
No, I'm joking.
I think the country is beautiful. The people are beautiful. Amazing people. Always warming. Always welcoming. There's nothing to compare between the people here and the government. You can say that about Israel in the same way that the action of the government does not show the people of Israel and the warmth that we give out and the help that we always trying to help each other with in any kind of way. So it didn't scare me at all. And the ICJ especially, most of us are studying international relations and law. Okay. So we know, we understand. We got this.
Right.
We got this in the bag. We know what we're doing. It didn't scare us at all. We came here to represent and to show the part of who we are and what we're trying to show and to show people the difference, and we can always have a peaceful conversation to understand each other, and it's always welcoming. And I think it's important to know that we weren't scared to come. We didn't show it.
I think that is important to note, because certainly when I visited Israel with a group in February, and the whole point was obviously to spend as much time down south, and then we went to various places, and it was still obviously quite. But the immediate reaction from many people in Israel was, "Oh, you're from South Africa, like what?" But once I understood that there's a very, very real difference between government and the people of South Africa, things changed.
Well, it's like asking a person from outside of not South Africa or maybe in Europe, would you be scared to go into Israel? Because, you know, we're in a war. When other people can say, no, I'm not scared of that for a certain reason. It's the same exact reason why we are not scared to come here. It's not a war, but like we understand the value of coming here and explaining to people what we are and what we've been through.
Yeah, amazing. Hadas, what has been the biggest impression that, or the biggest surprise that you found here in South Africa?
I think like Inbal said, we weren't afraid, but everyone that I told that I'm going to South Africa, they were like, what?
Are you mad? Yeah.
You're going to South Africa?
Yeah, what is wrong with you?
They are not suing us right now. And but everyone, like every citizen here, it was so welcoming and so like felt like we are surrounded with nice people. I think that was the biggest surprise.
We are going to take a break. It is 8:47. I'm Howard Feldman. We're chatting with a group of Israeli students, a delegation on a mission to South Africa, speaking about their experience in Israel and spreading information as far as they are able to. I'd love to hear from you. 061-895-1019. Good morning.
IFM 101.9 megahertz of life.
It's 8:51. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem. It's a 101.9 Chai FM. We have a group of Israeli students, a delegation on a mission to South Africa, speaking about the Nova Festival experience, speaking about the mission to South Africa. Shirel, if I could ask you, what would make this mission a success for you?
Wow, then first of all, it's like, thank people about all what they do for Israel. Thank people for the things that we get, the love that we get from all over the world. And spread like what we really are. Because there are so many fake news and so many things that are not true in this world. And it's so hard to put the truth in the front. And I think the success will be to try to explain what is the truth from the place of love, from the place joined us. And we want to spread something that is real, something that we know that is the truth. Because to deal with all this fake news, it's a really hard mission. And I think like it's even like, I don't want to say impossible because there is nothing that is impossible in this world.
But it actually is virtually impossible because it's a very structured campaign, well-funded, well-amplified. It is impossible. All you can do is do what you're doing, which is showcase real people, not online. And that's really what you're doing.
Yes, then being here, part of like in South Africa and speak to people here, it's like part of showing like we are Israel, we are support the people that support us, and we understand that we do something that is good. We are like I don't know how to say it in nice words to sound politically correct. But
you don't need to sound too politically correct.
But I want to say, like, we're democratic after all, and we want to, like, we are a country that sues for, like, better, and we are a country that wants to always advance, to be in a better place. And that's what we're doing. We're helping people, and we're helping ourselves, we're defending ourselves, especially after the 7th of October. Then this is like what we're doing all over the world.
Mm-hmm. So what, and I don't know who wants to take this question, is I understand why you have come here to South Africa. What are you going to be taking from South Africa back to Israel? Anybody want to volunteer that? Otherwise, who wants to take that? Inbal.
Okay.
I see that. Everybody just looks at Inbal. Okay, Inbal, you taking this one.
I would say that as much as we're here, we also, as Shirelle said, that we came here to show our love and support to the people who support us and show their support all around. And by, we here to take what we can get and experience, which I mean, like, the love that you give out to your community, because we saw yesterday we were at a yeshiva college and they are so united, and just
incredible.
The whole area is just so united. And it doesn't matter if you're religious or secular, if you're Jewish, you're part of us, come and we'll host you. Our hosts are amazing. They're like, this is my house, this is your house, we're all together. And I hope we can take that back to spread it to our state, because we really need it, this unity that we do have right now, because after the 7th of October, this is usually what happens after a war. We all come together, which is sad to say, but that's the reality that we're facing right now. And I hope I really hope so, for like the best of everything for our country, that we all can succeed and grow and be as united as possible, so we won't come down from it, and we will just grow and be together as much as we can, even though, you know, Israel is very diverse.
Well, diversity is okay.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
As long as
there's a
united,
so diverse,
by a common values, common goals, common and respect.
That's true. I totally agree, but that's what I want to say, that because we're so diverse, that's why the unity is so important, because we can accept everyone. And, you know, it's really important, even in our university. We're really diverse in that university, but still.
Which university?
We are from Jerusalem University,
okay.
Hebrew University
Hebrew,
in Jerusalem. So I think this unity that you have here in this community, and in general in South Africa, you can see that the people are so welcoming and warming and just together. I feel like that's what I think as a delegation, we have it together. But that's my hope for our country.
Yeah, I can see it's a phenomenal group.
Yes.
Really a great, really a great fun group. Yakir, I'm going to end with you. Yeah. One message that you would like our listeners who are Jewish, who are non-Jewish, it's a full range of listeners, one message that you want to leave from this delegation to those of people listening.
So I want to say one thing. You know, when we arrived here, I told you before, we have been at the airplane, at the flight with Ethiopian Airlines. We met people from all kinds, Christian, Muslim, in the airplane. And some of us, we said, we should speak with them, not to speak with them. And I said, okay, let's try, talk with them and tell our story. And by the end, we all find the common things between us. And this is my message. We try to find the common things between us. And by this, we can make our world to be even better, because we have a lot of things in common. And in my point of view, and I see it even at those days that we are spending here in South Africa, at all the communities, we see that people are very nice and welcoming, and we find the common things with them. So this is my message, and we can live in peace. We can live in peace. We can. This is my book.
Absolutely incredible. Well, as I say, I think this is a phenomenal team. Really, really a great delegation, great mission to South Africa. And yes, of course, Inbal wants to say one more thing.
Just one more thing,
yes.
And very important to all of us. I'm just sending a hope and prayers for all our soldiers and all our 101 hostages to come back home, and to just, so we can be greater together.
Restored.
Restored, and just for all the families of the hostages to feel their loved ones come back home. That's
and that is where we leave it.